Anger and wrath is one of the most difficult passions that has to be purified in us. And today we have examples, whether it be from the book of Sirach, to put away all wrath, and especially the gospel that shows what happens when God's root, his grace, does not penetrate a human heart deeply. And it doesn't so much penetrate, lacks the penetration, should I say, that the person is really not changed. For example, St. Peter, when he asks Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother? And he said, seven times. In the law, you only had to forgive once. And Peter thought he was being the poster child for forgiveness. Seven times. And our Lord, knowing our human condition, knows that sometimes it takes many more experiences of forgiveness that forgiveness will reach the human heart. And he says 70 times 7, which means always, at all times, because sometimes it takes. Now, our Lord knew then that on that cross, and if you were to read the gospel accounts of our Lord crucified, in the gospel account it says, he says to his Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do. But in the original language, he is repeating it throughout the crucifixion. Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do. It's repeated, repeated, repeated. The Lord will not settle anything less because he wants to do in us what is humanly impossible, which is nothing less than being a photocopy, a replica of Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes unforgiveness, it isn't enough for the heart to be freed just to willfully say, I forgive. Because underneath the anger and the pain, there is much pain. Certain wounds take a long time to heal. And sometimes before that forgiveness, though we might say it with our will, I forgive X person or this person, there's still a lot of pain there that has to be dealt with someone that understands the workings of the heart. And they have to talk about what happened. They have to be honest with what's happening in their soul. And then eventually, that needs to bring them to Jesus Christ, the forgiver par excellence. And we need to be overwhelmed by the love of God to the point that we break down. We hit rock bottom in his love. In his love, we begin to be caught up in him. Now, what happens when that doesn't happen is what happened in the gospel. The man who asked forgiveness owed the owner, his chief, an unimaginable amount. And he was forgiven an unimaginable amount. But it sounds like, or what happened was, that he really didn't hear that his debt was forgiven. It hadn't hit home. So when he, instead of going away free, joyful, overwhelmed, tsunamied by the love and mercy of this, his owner, when he sees someone that owned him a nothing in comparison, he could not do the same. He could not replicate what had been done to him. Because the forgiveness, he hadn't had an experience. It might have been just head knowledge. It didn't hit home. It wasn't transformative. And we even know from Ezekiel chapter 36, and we need to pray for this, that God promises he's going to give us a heart transplant. He will turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. And there's every one of us, because we do not have yet the heart of Jesus. We do not yet have the heart of Our Lady. And God is working towards that because he must replicate himself. St. Paul even says in Colossians chapter 4:19, I'm in travail until Christ be formed in you. So that's God's goal. He wants us to be replicas of him. That's not willpower alone. This is a divine work. It's a miracle. So maybe at Mass today, before the miracle of miracles, where that bread and wine mixed with a little bit of water is transformed into the body and blood, soul and divinity, we can ask Jesus, as you transform bread and wine mixed with a little bit of water into your very self, your body and blood, soul and divinity, I ask you to do that transformation. I give you permission to do that transformation. Now, Jesus in the gospel says that we must be transformed and forgive from the heart. It isn't enough to say it. In other words, that our whole interior being, when we see people, even those who have hurt us, it's no longer us seeing them, but Jesus seeing them. Because literally, there has been such a working of God. And he wants that for all of us. Now, what happens if we don't forgive? We become trapped. We become slaves. We're never free of that person. They follow us around. The memory of them stirs something in us. Even if they die, they're still affecting us. I met a woman in a conference in Colorado that gave me a book she wrote. And she was waiting for Mass to begin on a weekday Mass at her parish. And she had an incredible mystical experience. Before Mass began, she literally was taken from the church into heaven. That's a great grace. It's called the flight of the spirit in the mystical life. And she was with God the Father, and she saw her grandfather who had molested her when she was little. And she looked at the grandfather and said, "What the hell is he doing here?" And God the Father says, "He repented. I forgave him. He's my son." She, in the rest of her experienced and was, and the whole book is about the transformation in her. And God showed her why he was like that. So God, for each and every one of us, sisters and brothers, wants to do and give us a heart transplant. But he needs our cooperation. He needs what is called in Scripture, when the angels appear to the good shepherds at the incarnation, goodwill. Peace to people of goodwill. And goodwill means I give you permission. I am willing to be taught. I'm willing to allow you to teach me. I'm willing to change. I'm asking you to change me. I'm asking you to change my heart. He needs our goodwill. And if he has our goodwill, he can do anything. Anything. We pray for the grace to have that goodwill, to be taught, to be formed, to have a heart transplant. That when the Father sees us, he sees his Son Jesus. And we ask Our Lady now, if we can close our eyes for a moment. Is there someone in your life, my dear sister and brother, that you're finding difficult forgiving? I want you to ask Our Lady to mention your name and their name to Jesus. And Our Lady's request will not be denied by Jesus. And then just ask her to pray. She's already asked, she's already mentioned your name and their name. That God's miracle will happen, that there will be healing and reconciliation. It might not be on this side of eternity. And then ask your angel to speak to her or their angel. So they're already in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual world, reality, God will bring about a wonderful work, and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, sometimes before we can forgive others, we might need to forgive ourselves if we're holding something against ourselves. So I ask you, Jesus, through the power and the victory of the cross, the power and the victory of your precious blood, that not one drop of blood poured out for anyone here be poured out in vain, that it will be efficacious, and that you will be in us and in everyone, all in all. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.